来都是上次公司的事情，
啊，你说你说有嘞，
别客气，
我不是，
哪有公司的事情？
蚂蚁，你的那股，哪有？
啊，我们的公司。
Good morning. Today, the third oxide of Moshe Kupitzal, Rav Shalom Moshe ben Avram, was involved with the initiation of the Talmud program, which is a regular share for many years. He is Zichre Baruch. Today, I want to discuss. I went away recently for Shabbos, Shabbos Sherev Brachos in a hotel. And there were many, many, many shilas that came up over the Shabbos. And therefore, I put them all down into a list. I thought we'll discuss them together and see what the halacha is. Obviously, no one should pass the halacha l'maisa from the shir. It's just, you should know what's going on and be able to ask a shaila. But the main focus will be today on the sugya of Amir Elah. So we know Tal for Shabbos, there was many, many goyim that were there. It was the host was a very generous man, and he organized that on every single floor, the entire Shabbos, from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m, 25 hours later, there was a goy standing there, just waiting to do your bidding. I mean, on each floor, the goy employed to do nothing but Amira Lakum, just to stand there, and you want the lights on, you want the doors opened, you want the lift pressed, whatever you want, he will do it for you. And we'll go through the sugya, and we'll see what is allowed, what is not allowed, and let's go. So the introduction, we have to do a short halachic background to the sugya of Amir Elakum. So, there is a contradiction in Rashi why Amir Elakum is not allowed. Sorry, one more introduction. Amir Elakum is the name of an issa. It's not the name of a heta. There's a common misconception. We'll tell the guy, Amir Elakum. Amir Elakum is forbidden. Now, there are certain times will be permitted, but that's the introduction that's a working premise we have to go with. Rashi and Avodah Zarah contradicts himself. There's two reasons why, and Rashi and Shabbos, there's two reasons why Rashi breaks down. One is not allowed to tell a goy on Shabbos to do malacha for us. Number one Rashi brings down is because of Daber Dover. Lo yehei debrucha shal Shabbos ke debrucha shalcho. You're not allowed to discuss on Shabbos doing malacha. You can't say, I want to cook a steak tomorrow. Similarly, you can't tell a goy to cook a steak today because you're doing the debrucha shel chol on Shabbos. That is reason number one in Rashi. Reason number two Rashi brings down is because it's the goy considered your shliach. And therefore, if the goy does it, it's like you did it. And therefore, even though ein shlichus lakum, although Rashi maybe holds in ez v'nevshach, yei shlichus lakum l'chumra, but akaponim, it's even though ein shliach dvar avera, but it's nireh kushluchay the achronim say it seems like you're doing it as your shlichus, and therefore Chazal forbade midrabbonim. We pass in the issa Amir Elakum is an issa midrabbonim. It's not also midaraisa. They pass in Shulchan Aruch the Mishabura and most, if not all, of the achronim. So Chazal answered it because it's nireh kushluchay. The goy looks like he's your shliach, and therefore you're not allowed to tell a goy to do any forbidden malacha on Shabbos. Okay. Now these are two reasons, and we are machmir lahalocha for both reasons. I'll tell you some nafkaminas. Can you tell a guy on Friday, tomorrow there's a big football match, I want you to please turn on my television so I can watch the game? So it depends. If the issa is daber davar, if the issa is because you can't talk about on Shabbos forbidden utterances, I did it on Friday.
That's the best
way in Shabbos. Obviously, we're not giving any, we're not saying our opinion on watching football. Because we're saying, I'll go upon it. So if the issa is daber davar, no problem at all. I did my dibur on Friday. Friday, I can talk about what I want. If, however, the issa is al shlichus, the maisa that the goy did was on Shabbos, we turned it on, and therefore it will be forbidden. Similarly, the other way around. Could I tell a goy on Shabbos, tomorrow I want you to make me a barbecue? So if there is a shlichus, there's no problem at all. Because the shlichus just means on Sunday it's like I turned on the barbecue. That's mamish l'chatchila. However, if there is a daber dover, then it will be awesome because I'm discussing on Shabbos an act that is forbidden to be done. Another nafkamina is Amir Elakum for Dvar Mitzvah. Be'etzem, there is no Daber Dova on a Dvar Mitzvah. Without the Sal Aliyas, it's not called a weekday activity. I'll tell you, I'm a Talmud Rabbi Zimman, originally from Gateshead, now from London. He told me he went collecting for his new mikveh he built in Gateshead. He went collecting Rosh Hashanah by night after Kol Nidre. He went door to door. He said, number one, everyone's home. Yeah, it's very late. No one can say, I'm sorry, I'm out. Everyone's home, Kol Nidre by night. And number two, they're feeling very benevolent. It's a very holy day. And therefore, you can't discuss money. You can. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. You're allowed to discuss. Obviously, you can't give the money b'poil now. But you can make the pledge on Yom Kippur because Dabar Dovah is only also for weekday things, not holy things. Okay. So, also, could you do a Mirakim for any Dvar Mitzvah? If it's Dabar Dovah, you'll be allowed to. However, because of Shlichus, it's not so simple. And therefore, only in certain conditions can you do Dabar Dovah for a Dvar Mitzvah. So that is the Issa. We now know it's also to tell a Goy to do Malacha for Asan Shabbos. What about if a Goy is very, very nice? He sees you sitting in the dark Friday night, and he sees a tribune is next to you, and he knows you're chalashing to read the tribune, but you forgot to leave the lights on. And he says, oh sir, I'm so sorry you can't read the tribune. Allow me to turn the lights on for you so you will be able to read the tribune. So I didn't say a thing. I didn't utter a word. Can I read the tribune?
No.
Why? We're showing him being down. Because there's an Issa Chazal or Goyza, an Issa Hanor. Because otherwise, if I realize the next week, wow, last week was so geschmack when the Goy turned on the light and I read the tribune, this week I will come to tell the Goy the Chatchila to do so. And therefore, even if I said nothing, there's an Issa to be nana from Malacha that a Goy did for me. If the Goy did it for himself, different ballgame. If the Goy went into a room and lights were off and he wanted lights to turn on, so he turned the lights on, then no problem at all, I would be allowed to benefit because he did it for himself, not for me, and therefore it's fine. However, that depends, it's not everything. Only a thing about which there's no chashash, shema yarbe bishvilo. If a Goy boils a kettle for himself, I may not take a cup from that kettle because we are scared either this time or next time he will put in more water. There's no svara of ner le'echav, ner le'mer. When you turn the light on, you can't do more turning on the light for more people. There's only one switch you press, and it goes on for 100 people. And therefore, there's no chashash, shema yarbe bishvili. It's not shaykh. However, by cooking, there is such a chashash, you can add in more water. And therefore, I may not benefit from when a guy boils a kettle for himself. I may not have a coffee from that. Okay. Now, it's a very important... this is all the introduction before we get the shilas. And now the very important thing is that everyone knows about hinting. Yeah, you're allowed to hint to a guy to knock on Shabbos. I can't sleep. He turns off the light. Amazing. It's all good. What's going on? What's the pshat in this heta of remiza? And the pshat is simple. Firstly, remiza is only allowed if I do not benefit from what I did. If I cannot hint to a guy to please turn on the light. It's kal v'chomer. If I didn't say anything and the guy turns on the light, I may not benefit. If I hint him to do so, it's not worth than me not saying anything that I cannot benefit. Hinting is only permitted if I don't get a tangible halakhic benefit from what he did. For example, if I can't sleep, and I say to the guy, hello guy, Gerish Ndullah wants to sleep, and he can't because the light's on, and the guy of his own accord goes and turns it off, amazing, then I'm allowed to benefit, because I'm not benefiting from something he did. He just took away something that was annoying me, and now if the car alarm is on, and it's bothering the whole street, I can hint to the guy that the car alarm is on, he turns it off, I'm not having a tangible halakhic benefit from what he did, and then it will be permitted. There's Dabar Dovah. There's no Dabar Dovah. I didn't say anything. I just said a story. Once upon a time, Gerda wanted to sleep, but he was unable to because there was light on. I didn't discuss any malacha or asura, and therefore, there's no problem with Dabar Dovah. I shlichus. I didn't tell him to do anything. I just told him a story, and he went on his own accord and did so, and that's why remiza is permitted. Because there's no hanor, because only a negative benefit. There's no amira, because I only told him a story, and there's no shlichus, because I never told him what to do.
Guess where the keys are?
I would probably think it's still okay. If you ask where the keys are, turn the thing off.
Yeah.
Remember, this whole Issa is Rabbanon, and there's certain times when Rabbanon were Mekel, and we'll go through some of them in Mitzvah. Okay, so now we're going to go through the Shilas that happened. We've got 20 minutes. We'll go through Shilas, Lamaisa, that happened in this hotel, and we'll see. So I came out of my room just after Shabbos came in, and the guy came scurrying up to me. He wants to know where do I want to go, my nafkamina. He wants to press a lift for me. Because he'd been told to fulfill every whim of every guest in the hotel. He wants to know, he'll press the button for me, I tried anything myself. And I didn't tell him anything. Yeah, I goes up. Before Shabbos, they already put into place. I'll tell you another story. I was once in a hotel in Antwerp in the Heimische Gegend there, I forget what it's called now. And I was before Shabbos, I was scouting out the door, because the door there is an electric door. And we'll discuss, it's not simple to go through an electric door. You're doing a tikresha, which is not simple. And I was trying to see to the back entrance out, and I met a chassid yid who was not so learned. And he tells me, what you're doing. And I said, I'm trying to work out if there are any other doors I can use because this door's electric. He said, nah, it's fine. I said, why is it fine? He said, because I already told him before, and I come on Shabbos and I give him a wink, you should open the door for me. So that's very nice. That's called Amir Lakum. Yeah, that's also, even though it's an Erev of Shabbos, Amir Lakum is also from Erev of Shabbos. Now again, there could be a term there. If
there's no
Amir. I did Amir and Erev of Shabbos.
Yeah,
he's much less. If there could be a way for the fellow to open the door manually, and he chooses to press the button, that's a different story. Because then, he's pressing the button to save himself the tircha, and that will be another heter we'll get to shortly. But if there's no way to do it, it only can be done with electricity, that would be a problem. Oh, to now. So the goy wants to know, you press lift for me, where am I going? Absolutely not. There's no heter at all. I'm benefiting from being going to go upstairs much quicker, not being out of breath. I cannot get in the lift without the problems that when I go into a lift, it could be, it causes more electricity, which another shaila we'll get to in a second. But here, he's doing it for me. There's nothing to talk about. Now, in this hotel we went to, the Balabais there was a very, very generous fellow, and he wanted his guests to be comfortable. It was a very high hotel. So he installed in the hotel, before Shabbos, at a great cost, a Shabbos lift. He has a Goyish hotel in central London, and he gets technicians coming to install a Shabbos lift to go automatically up, down, for the guests to use. Now, whoever would live near Israel knows this kol mini hechsherim on Shabbos lift, Machon Halperin, and Machon this one, and we only use this Machon, not this one. Here, there was no hechsher, no nothing, no one to speak to. Some Goy came on Wednesday, and he installed a Shabbos lift. Shaila is, are you allowed to go into Shabbos lift with no hechsher at all? Or, better question, what about if a Goy himself is going to lift? If a Goy goes into lift, presses the 25th floor in Manhattan, can I go in and ride up to the 25th floor? So, Kupshutoi is going to be a problem because those who know lifts and electricity will know that when you go in, it creates more electricity and it stores it and uses it when it goes back down or back up. It's not simple. There is a Shmir Shabbos who brings down that you're allowed to use, if a Goy presses Shabbos, you go with him. It's a very big Chiddush, and no one really relies on Shmir Shabbos. It's not the, again, for a Chayla or whatever, it's only a Grommah, there'd be room to make it. But a mainstream halachic site would be not to go and lift on Shabbos, even if the Goy pressed the button, because you're being Goyrim, more electricity to be used or conserved or created, and that wouldn't be simple. So,
that's going,
but then my extra weight, my considerable extra weight, is going to cause it to create electricity, and therefore that's not simple. Yeah, it could be going up is better than going down. The other point of going up is better than going down, but the chetchila would stay away. That's a big tzorich. We'd ask a local Orthodox rabbi. Okay. Kosher lifts are a system that it's irrelevant of who goes in it, it uses the same electricity. That's the whole thing. It's a complicated thing to organize, that's why you need big machons to sort it out. Okay. So now comes the big shayla. All the hotels had electric keys to the door. So if you didn't care about your valuables, you're fine. You leave your door on a latch, your door is open the whole Shabbos, you have no shaylas. I mean, you have many, many more shaylas in 1 second, but this shayla won't be a shayla. However, not everyone wants to. They had all their clothing and their jewelry in the chveis, and they didn't want to leave the door open. So that's fine, because the guy was told before Shabbos, when anyone comes, press the, you have a master key, let him in his door. Which is all very nice, but it's a real akum. A real akum is forbidden. Yeah, the name of this, not the name of
the person.
So very good. So let's say I didn't ask you. So if it was asked on my behalf, it's probably a problem as well. Yeah, even without that, I can't benefit from it. And there's a machlokes achronim, there's a rav from Magen Avraham and Tafresh Yud Ches, that is called benefit if you took the door out the way. So now I can go into the room and benefit what's inside the room. Kupshutoi, that's going to be called a benefit. But there's a good rav from Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham that says if you dig it under the earth and the guy digs there and you get food that's buried there, you can't be menet from the food because you're benefiting from the maisa digging, even though you just took away the thing that was blocking you from getting the food. Who are then? If you took away the door, kupshutoi, you're benefiting, and therefore that would be a problem. However, you could have done. If I know the way of getting in my room, I have to sleep on the floor, which is not so geschmack in a public hotel, and I won't be able to sleep the whole night, maybe that would be enough of a reason to allow Amir Lakum for an Issa Dravonon. And before you all scream at me, the electricity is the Raisa, for Amir Lakum we can rely on Issa Dravonon as well as the consensus of the postkin, because it's Machloikas, and we'll see soon. End of the Machloikas, when it comes to Amir Lakum, one can be lenient. We'll see. Correct. That's what I'm asking you. Only hint. And then I didn't do Amira. There's no benefit, and there's no Amira. Here, I'm doing Amira straight up. Can you please open the door for me so I can. Okay.
Could be not electricity, but LED.
No, the electricity, there's a circuit there, there's something going on, it flashes. LED is also more, you're right, it's an important point. By lights, there's incandescent bulbs, which are now legal to buy, and LED. Incandescent bulbs are there, right, so there's Havara going on, and LED are only electricity, which is Machlech Chaznishul Machmeh, many persons can make, and the Gabriel Akum, there's room to be lenient that it's going to be called Rabbah. So, the guy left me in the room is not simple. If I have nowhere to sleep that night, I could hear an argument to say, I can tell the guy to let me in, because otherwise sleeping on the floor would be a problem, but that's all very light by night. To go for my Shabbos afternoon shluf, shvach, yeah, I know it could be a big tzorich, but not a really big tzorich, and therefore to do a mila akum, to sleep an hour Shabbos afternoon, is in my eyes a psycho shvach, I will not be allowed. However, if you have children, let's say, and you need something for the children's behalf, a whole different story, because we'll see in a minute that tzorich of children is a whole different ballgame. So I went to sleep at night, and I had the air conditioning on in my room, because I always get very hot, and I had to sleep on the floor with me and my kid, who's 3 years old, and he started sniffling and started to clear he wasn't reacting well to the air conditioning. Was I allowed to open the door and say, hello Mr. Guy, I know it's 4 a.m, but this is what you're paid to do. Come inside and please turn off the air conditioning.
Not worse than the light, is it negative? It's not worse than the
light. Not hinting, saying straight up.
Not worse than the light.
Light and hint. Only can I say straight up. I'm Mira Lako. Why the labs are heating up? Okay, but here, okay, I'm eating out now. I'm asking if you'll get ill from that. Okay, also, sorry for a child. Any sorry from a child got a status of a cholesh ein bo sakana until the age of 3, 6, 9, 13, depending on who you go with. Upon him, the needs of a child. Yeah, if a child needs a hot supper and he won't eat anything else, you can tell a going child to warm up and microwave. Because that's the needs of a child. I mean, Akon Sorech Kotten is a Choshim Sakana, and that'd be allowed. Therefore, I had no qualms at all. I woke up at 4 in the morning and said, hello, Mr. Goy, so sorry to disturb you from your phone. Come inside, please turn off the light, turn off the air conditioning, Gizvaldi. Now, the cupboards were very fancy cupboards. When you open the cupboard, the light's gone. So, all our clothing's in the cupboard, though. So, are you allowed to ask the Goy to open the cupboard for you? I need a hetero voice, so I have no clothes for Shabbos. Can't have my pyjamas, very fancy event, it's not going to work. Why?
Because you don't want the door open, you want it.
You're saying that the hetero is tikkurisha. There is a Ramah and Rishna Gimel and Magna Avraham and Mishavur in four places, you know, it contradicts some places, but the custom Mishavur is, there's no Amir al-Akum on tikkurisha. What is tikkurisha? Tikkurisha is when you do Malacha A and there's a totsar of something B, i.e. you open the door of the fridge and the light turns on. Now, I'm not trying to turn the light on, but it's an inevitable outcome that when I open the fridge, the light turns on, or the car door, yeah?
You can see it closing the cupboard, so the light is not.
Say again?
When they open the cupboard door, you can see where you close are.
You're saying you're being there, I don't care. Tikkurisha, there's no issa al-akum. The Baruch Tam explains that he's my shliach for action A, not for action B. He's my shliach to open the door, he's not my shliach for the inevitable outcome. I say, Lafkamina, let's say you left something in your car on Shabbos, something you need very importantly for Shabbos. So, if the car is unlocked, you can tell the guy to open the car door. So even though the light's turning on, there's a secretion, it's going to be mutter. However, if the car is locked, you've got a problem. Because even if you don't tell the guy to unlock the car, inevitable in your tzivur, he was, please, Mr. Guy, unlock the car and get my stuff out, that would be awesome. So that direct malacha you're telling him to do, unless you have a heter, another heter, but tikkur ratio is mutter, then tell a guy to open a fridge, tell a guy to open a car door, tell a guy to open the door so you can get your stuff out of the cupboard, that would be no problem at all. Say another shayla. The caterer came to me in a panic. The ice ran out. Now, it's a very fancy event, we don't want any ice to run out. The ice runs out, the Baal Bayit is very upset, and the caterer reputation is on the line. Yeah. Can he get a guy to make more ice on Shabbos?
Yes, you can.
Why?
Because
it's a
necessity.
Oh. Yeah, but the Maxwell's in December, the Maxwell. You can make ice on Shabbos. Oh, the Maxwell can make ice on Shabbos. Yeah, the Maxwell can make ice on Shabbos. But if you need it on Shabbos, many persons can make ice on Shabbos. It's not noted that you want it to come back into the water form. Maxwell is a choyne making ice on Shabbos, room to make it. As we mentioned by Amir al-Akum, the Zichar room to make it in the Maxwell is therefore. But he told me that there's malacha involved here, because what happens, every time you take ice out of the shelf, then the electricity kicks in, and much more ice gets made. So you're telling the guy to do malacha, on which I told him, it's fine, it's a psikration, because you told the guy, bring me all the ice from the fridge. Now, loads more eyes will be made. That's not what the guy was trying to do. That's to solve what the guy did. I mean, I can take Risha, Ramon, Mogan Ramon, Mishnah Brura, gonna be okay.
Can you use the second part of the device?
Yeah. Okay. Now, then I was in the hospitality room and I was there at 7 a.m. with my kids because my kids were awake and I wanted to take away from where people were, not to wake them up. So we went to the hospitality room where there's a whole coffee station and there's two kettles. And the caterer was there setting up, the Kadasha caterer, and the guy is making seder on the place, and he sees that the kettles are both standing in a very small table. He wants to move the kettles to a bigger table. So he unplugs both kettles, I saw him do this, and he carries the kettles across, and he's about to plug them in, and the caterer comes screaming and shouting. He said, "You idiot!" I said, "Whoa, what has happened?" He said, "You just messed up the coffee for the entire hotel." I said, "Why?" So he said, "He unplugged it! So now he puts it back in, is you can't benefit from a maestro that guy did on Shabbos."
Was he hot?
Firstly, he still has a good time. Still has a good time, he could not benefit. There's more so is the good time. And that is the Be'erocha brings down Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba holds that if a guy does something to rectify his own mistake, he's not doing it for me, he's doing it for himself. That means if a guy is in your house and he walks past the light and he knocks off the light, and suddenly he plunges it up, he goes, "I'm so sorry," he puts it back on. Can I benefit now? Yes. Because I'm not benefiting from what he did for me. He didn't do it for me. The reason why he did it was to rectify his mistake, so he won't get in trouble, and therefore it's not called he's doing it for himself. Like we said, he tells that for himself. I'm going to benefit, so I didn't. When he does something for me, for himself, I can benefit as well. There's a shayla, this is not paskaling, there's a shayla when someone, if you lose your luggage, and the girl delivers it on Shabbos, may you benefit from it on Shabbos. It could be that that's comparable to Eliyahu Rabba. He's doing it to rectify his mistake. He lost your luggage. He has to pay a fine every day. He has to deliver it to you, and he'll get the cost for it. He's delivering it to you for his own sake. It could be you benefit. Now you have tchumin as well. If it came out of tchum, you have a problem. You can only wear it in your house, not out the house. It's a shayla. Everyone should, again, they know halacha from this. I'm just saying over shaylas and different halachim to how to answer them. There's not halacha from my sister. And ask locals or rabbi. But there's a famous head that Eliyahu Rabba. And if I told this caterer, "Relax, it's okay, there's no problem at all. You didn't tell him to do this. He took it out himself. He's now putting it back to rectify what he did because you're very angry. No problem at all. And it's going to be okay." Then I first asked him, "Can you say to him, you just made a mistake, please rectify it?" Pasha said you even could do that because he's doing it again to rectify his mistake. He's not doing it for you. And therefore, that'll be a moment. What about if it didn't happen, but we have to play what would have happened? Had the hot plates all turned off and there was no hot shonet for the Shabbos meal, would we tell a goy to turn back on? So, the working premise is that turning on a hot plate on Shabbos is the raisa of havara because something becomes red hot. So you're turning a goy, a mir akum for the raisa. Now, even though there's a big mitzvah with the hot food on Shabbos, the Ramah brings about the itur, who is mekel to a mir akum for tzorich mitzvah, but we are not mekel, which Ramah brings down, only for tzorich rabbin. The example Mishnah Berurah brings from Chai Odom is if the Erev fell down. If you have a town with a kosher Erev, the name of that town we won't say because it will get controversial, but any town where you have a kosher Erev, and then that Erev fell down, then could you tell a goy to put it back up, to do boina? Yes, you can. Because there's a Tzorich Rabbin, there's a whole Rabbin who are going to be unable, who I will carry by mistake or will not be able to carry and it should be, and therefore that's a mil akum for Tzorich Rabbin, that's mutter, even though you're doing Racha Doi Reis. But now, Dumracha Doraisa for Tzorich of a Mitzvah is not simple, nor do you need a rabbin. And therefore, over here, there's 100 people who haven't got hot food, that could arguably be called a rabbin, would be allowed. I asked Rabbi Padva, who's one of my rabbim, a shayla, in Stamford Hill, they had a shayla that there was a shtibel. Now, you have to remember the cultural nuances here. There was a shtibel that didn't have gefilte fish, didn't have herring for shalashis. Yeah? They left it in the house of a neighbor, and therefore they were at risk of having a whole shalashidus without herring. They had other dips, they had tuna dip, tomato, gefilte fish, herring not. Now, shayla is, could you tell a goy to carry the herring from the neighbor to the shul or Shabbos? Now let's call it a kam, let's call it not a shizam deraisa. At least the gabi and akum we can safely call it a derabonon. So now you're asking a goy to not rabonon, so you can have herring for shalashis. Yeah. So we also said no, there's not enough of a tzorich. It's a shvus to shvus. It's only mutter b'makum something, and there was no heter here. They had other food. They had other fish even. The Indian eating fish on shalashus. They had that just to have the shmaka herring that you like. He said that was not tzorich, and that would not be permitted.
Well, a child can carry it.
Child cannot do malacha for you. Child do malacha for you is not simple. If you have an area there which you don't hold up, it's a story. But if you have no area, a child do malacha for himself There's a rib. There's a rash bun around the alocha brings down that a child can draw a bun on for himself. If a child wants the herring, geschmack. Oh, that's another letter. Then a second. So another. So back to our hotel room where we had a problem of telling the guy to open the door for me. We said zikha Shabbos afternoon. We couldn't find a simple heter. Now again, if there was a regular key that he could have used and he was choosing to use electric key, then no problem at all. It's for his own good. He's just trying to be lazy. I tell you, Shabbos, someone asked me, Erev Shabbos, someone called me up. They have had a baby. They have a night nurse. Night nurse sleeping on top floor, and they have the hot water urns on the bottom floor. Can I tell the night nurse, you know what? I'll leave a plug-in kettle in your room. If you want, you can make water for the baby upstairs. If you can't be bothered, go downstairs. We have a Shabbos and take water from there. I said, yes, you can. So then the guy not doing it for you. The guy does it himself. The guy can't be bothered to walk down two flights, and therefore it's for yourself. I can be Nana. Yes, you can be Nana if I'm in Akum, and it goes off himself. Okay, but wait, back here. So we have in the room. You have the room, and the door's locked, and Shabbos afternoon, and you have no heads up because you just stay in the base measure for an hour. Worse things will happen, and therefore, what's the heter tell a guy to open door? I have a heter for you. That is, if you have a present in the room for the guy, tell the guy, hello guy, I have a box of chocolates for you, and I would love to give it to you. I saw brought down, Chaim Kinevsky and the Stiker once had a shaila that the lights went off in their house, and they had no light. So they need light. So what they do, so the first chiddush story is, they had a beer in their house, it's very chiddush, a little cold beer. Maybe they wanted a light, they wanted a candle. They had a cold beer in the house, they went to a guy and said, hello guy, do you want a cold beer? How about that? Go out for cold beer. He said, come with us, we have a cold beer for you. He comes to the house, he says, can I just say it's pitch black? Okay, you want to see the beer? Put the light on. He puts the light on, they give him the beer, he said, thank you very much, he puts the light off, goes back downstairs. So, I guess he and his wife were no better off, they have no lights. So they went to him and said, hello guy, do you want another beer? Yeah, he wants another beer. Come with us, come there, he can't see. He puts the light on, he said, okay. Here's a beer, do not turn off the light. That's allowed, there's no mirror there, I'm just stopping him turning it off. And off he went with his two beers in hand, and no problem at all. So that would be a very good heter. If you have is something haroma, nice in your room.
Is haroma water?
What's haroma? You're giving, he's doing it for himself. Why did he turn the light on?
No, but you're
he's doing it for himself. And now left and then even though I'm also gaining, there's no shabby arab, no problem at all.
Why can't I start from the bottom of the floor? I tell him to put a fine pan in my room and tell the guy. Taking the lift and take.
Okay, the lift is a problem because maybe electricity.
You're in lift.
What was the head? What was the head? Give him a matana to a present to a guy.
Chayyim Shabbos. You give him a matana to a Shabbos. You give him a matana to a Shabbos. For me to have a light on.
What?
For me to have a light on.
He's doing it for you then.
No, the head of the matana is a matana to a Shabbos. And the light for him. Colleagues have gone down the story. I didn't make it up. Okay. So, had the hot plate turned off. If you're tired of a rabbin, there's a mokum to make all that to have hot food for a rabbin, you can do a miracle for the raisa, that's a geshmak shay. Now, one more shay off. So we didn't want to use the lift, and we didn't want to use the Shabbos lift or the goy lift, but the stairs had a light that turned on when you walked in the stairs. So now, ma dinot. So there is a tshuva from a Vosna and a tshuva from a Pamlachei Shreifoid, who is mikkel, even though we pass through the Tikresha, even the Loni Chalei is Osa, but If it's lichle, it's a problem. If it's pitch black and you can't see without it, it's a big problem. If, however, it's not pitch black, see without it, Ravazno and Rapada have a tshuva that if you're walking like you walk in the weekday and you're not doing any extra pa'ula for, you're just walking a normal, it's not called Nechmach Sheves, and they are mikkel. In London, I know it's very gay, we walk down some roads and every light turns on as you walk down. Now, my role from Freshwater, when he walked down the roads, he walked mamish like this the whole way down, knowing where every light is, not to make the light turn on. Because Zikha, I'm not going to be machmir. But Ikha Adin is who to rely on. Therefore, someone asked me, what should I do? Should I go in the stairs where the lights will turn on? Or in the Shabbos lift, which we're not sure the Heksha? Or if the guy presses for me, I said, I think there's posh that should go in the stairs, because the Maitre of Vazna and Padma Mekel has not promised his light. What do you say? Excellent. If you get a guy to walk with you, there's no problem talking. The guy, the light turning on only a psikresha, and we said psikresha mutter by a guy. If you find a very kind guy, happy to march up and down 10 flights every time you want to go to your room, that'll be lechat chila mamish, and there'll be no problem. If it's pitch black, you have a problem. Pitch black would be more problematic. Now, we had a shayla, or end with a shayla. Someone coming up half an hour before Shabbos, they went to their apartment in Bournemouth, and they're renting an Airbnb apartment, and the Maisa, it's all electric light wherever you go. I said, put a Shabbos lamp on the floor in the corridors. There's ready the light. Once there's ready light, so he said, very nice. I can do it in my in the lobby downstairs. It's a very fancy building. You start seeing yeshivish Shabbos lamps on the floor. They're going to take your Shabbos lamp and evict me from the premises. Yeah, it's not a yeshivish mess. So the shayla was, now this, I'm blind to Arachim, everyone should ask local Rav, are they allowed to learn the route before Shabbos and then walk with their eyes closed through the lobby? Because if you're with the eyes closed, you could argue that it becomes a lonely chile, because you don't benefit from the light at all. The counter argument is not true, because the mindset, if you trip and you open your eyes, it'll be very helpful for you that you can see where you are, you won't kill yourself. That's a good shiner. You want to ask the local rabbi. Yeah, but maybe stay at home not to make something of nefesh.
As you walk
up,
go backwards in, you should not.
Make it a shina, yeah? At some point you say, okay, that's a rough overview of various shina. Tell us, thank you for listening, have a very, very good day.
We should tell them.